donate, and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back, and let's go to Ryan. Ryan, you're in the air.
Hi. I was wondering what the doctor's opinion was on superfoods. And if you ever heard of this one superfood called Macambo bean. Hello?
Can you hear him, Peter? Hey, Peter.
Oh, sorry. I had my button on, Pastor.
Okay. He's Ryan is asking what your opinion is on superfood, and there's one called Macambo. Have you ever heard of that?
I have. Yeah, it's a great question. There was a book written a number of years ago by a guy from Harvard called The Blue Zone, and it was basically an expose of all these indigenous cultures all around the planet where their members lived to be over 100. And these people didn't have any hospitals. They didn't have any health. They're out in the middle of nowhere, and not only were they not sick, but they had exceptionally long lives compared to everybody else that's living in the city. And there were a couple of things that these people had going for them that nobody else did. Number one, they lived in a part of the planet where the soil was rich in minerals, things like calcium and sulfur and zinc. And minerals represent 66% of the body's nutrient needs. And that's in the foundation pack, by the way. Yeah, the 90 part of the 90 essential nutrients. Another thing that they had going for them was they were all eating different types of superfoods, right? And one culture, it was a type of wine that they made. Another culture, it was a type of chocolate that they ate. Another culture, it was a type of yam that they cultivated and they ate. And these foods, extremely high in antioxidants, and one of the things the research uncovered was one of the reasons that people lived to be so long was because they consumed 20,000 antioxidant points a day. And an antioxidant point is referred to as an ORAC, O-R-A-C. That's oxygen radical absorption capacity, O-R-A-C. So they got 20,000 ORAC of antioxidants every day. You know how much we get in the United States? 1,500. They got 20,000. We get 1,500. They live to be 100. We die in our 80s. Do the math. So superfoods are great, but they're not going to give you foundation nutrients that you need. So the superfoods would be considered the icing on the cake as opposed to the cake. If you put those two things together, it's a grand slam home run as far as I'm concerned.
How about wheatgrass? Is that considered a superfood?
No, not so much. Wheatgrass was promoted by a woman in Cambridge in the 70s, and her name will come to me in a minute. She had an institute in Cambridge called the Hippocrates Institute, and she was a big proponent of eating live foods and vegetable juicing and using wheatgrass. And wheatgrass has a lot of chlorophyll in it. It has a lot of amino acids, and I think it's a beneficial food. I don't mind people adding wheatgrass to their diet. But again, hands down, the most important thing, and, you know, again, I'm sorry, but I sound like I'm beating a dead horse, but you have to get the 90 essential nutrients in. You have to do that because the nutrients that your body needs to fix itself are not present in the food. They're not. Some of them are there, but not all of them. And as time goes on, you're getting less and less concentrated. So you have to have those bases covered. And then you can add things like chlorophyll and, you know, monk fruit and whatever else you want. I think it's a really good idea.
I get you. If I were to get one of your books, donate to the ministry there, which one would you recommend? I never read any of your books.
Attempt a Cure with Holistic Medicine, I think, would, if you're just going to get one, I would get that one.
Okay, great. Well, thanks very much.
Have yeah, you ought to go for both?
Oh, how do I do that? What do you guys call like some?
Just send a donation to What's Right, What's Left, WRWL Ministries, with a little note in there. The address is 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry, and again, that's spelled Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio 44065. And then make sure you put a note. Now, we've got to have a very clear return address. You won't believe how many people will send a donation. They'll send a money order. with no name and no return address on the envelope. And so you got to be a real clear return address. Now, our phone number, in case you have any questions, you can call. And if no one answers, they'll get back with you. Leave a message. It's 440-338-1367. 440-338-1367. And right now we're temporarily out of them, but he shipped them out today, so we should have them in a few days.
He said maybe like $40.
It would be, if you want both books, we're asking for 60. We're asking for a donation of 60. Now, at the same time, if there's people out there that are indigent, but they need the book, they want to go natural, they don't want to take any drugs in that, and they're indigent, sometimes the ministry will provide it for them at no cost. And so there you go. I'll tell you, I'll make you a deal here. I was about this one, but write this in the note. If you send, you hear the songs we play here on the program all the time? The latest album, we got some really good songs on the latest album. For $75, you get both books and one of those CDs. And normally the CD's $25 by itself.
What? Well, Christmas time in March.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're feeling better. You sound a lot better.
Yeah, I'm doing better since I've been on the air here, okay? So it must be being here with Peter.
Get my vibe.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
God bless. Well, let's go to Ron. Ron, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie. Hi, Dr. Glidden. My question is, last time you were on, Dr. Glidden, you mentioned something about dementia, about taking the B-complex supplement. I got some for my mother. She's 93 years old, and on the bottle it says to take it once a day. It's a 100-milligram capsule. Is that correct? Should it be once a day or three times a day?
How much does she weigh?
She weighs about 120 pounds now.
All right. I'd give her one capsule three times a day for 2 weeks. One capsule three times a day for 2 weeks with the food.
Okay,
if that,
another question.
If her type of dementia is related to sundowner syndrome, then the B complex will make a noticeable difference inside 2 weeks. And if that happens, then I would back down to one capsule twice a day. You don't really have to worry about giving too much of that. I'm just trying to help you be a little more economical with it. But one cap three times a day for 2 weeks, it's either going to work or it's not going to work, and you're going to know in 14 days.
Is this safe to take with the medicine Eliquis? She's on
the thing for AFib
with Eliquis now. Is it all right safe to take this supplement with it?
Yes, there's no contraindications with B vitamins with Eliquis.
Okay, thank you so much. You have a good night.
God bless. By the way, folks, for information on this, if you call Eiffel Health, you can call 888-618-1796. Tell them that you listen to Dr. Glidden on this radio program, and tell them what your ailment is, and they'll fix you up. So there you go. Again, that's 888-618-1796. Okay, Jim, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor, I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, I'm doing a little better today.
Don't rush your recovery. You need to be going to bed before midnight, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's kind of tough to do when I'm on the air,
But the guy on Sunday did a real good job, I'll just tell you that. Last but not least, you know, this moron Biden, he's such a lowlife. So he did not say the word Afghanistan during his speech. He looked at the Supreme Court justices and told them off. He mocked the pro-life community, but he's supposed to be a good Catholic. You know, I'll tell you, my son was twice in Iraq, once in Afghanistan. And in Afghanistan, he said, Dad, this is before the Taliban. He said, Dad, if I could, I'd kill all the men over here, put all the women on a train and just get them out of here because they're treated terrible. Dad, if you have any feeling for women, I would just get the women out of here. And Biden did not have in the guts to say, I left a lot of people behind in Afghanistan, and I feel bad about that. This is a moron of the worst degree, the most disgusting president I've ever lived under, and there's been a lot of them. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Well, I was amazed at the accolades that he was getting from the fake news media, PMS, NBC, ABC, CBS, the whole echo chamber out there saying the very same thing. What, given this guy, I'm going to tell you, listen, I would much rather be under Putin than him, because, Putin is a monster, but he's much more moral than Biden. At least Putin he wants to stop all the abortion in Russia. At least Putin says, look, you know, sodomy, it will not be tolerated, allowed, or tolerated. And remember, Obama said, well, send us your sodomites. He asked Putin to send all his sodomites here. Putin says, listen to this. This is a novel idea. Ready? First, you get married, and then you have children. That's what Putin said. First, you should be married, and then have children. Can you remember that? Listen, that's not what they tell you here in this country. It's just unbelievable. So Joe Biden is as immoral gets. And I'm going to tell you, as far as a good Catholic, Joe Biden is a reprobate. Period.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, he's the kind of a guy, he looks senile, you know, he's looking like he's squinting to his eyes like he's on drugs or something. And, you know, like I say, he looks down at the Supreme Court and he mocks them, you know, for the pro-life position that they supposedly are taking. He appoints a black woman, because he knows she's pro-abortion, pro-sodomy. That's the kind of a Catholic that we got coming down the pike, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I sure do.
God have mercy. I'll tell you what, I've said more times, I run into people and they go, what do you think's going on? I said, I'm going to tell you real clear, once you write it down, it's a hard rain going to come. A hard rain is going to come. And I'll tell you that Dr. Glidden, I've learned so much from listening to him, and I really appreciate him every time he's on. I'll let you go.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks. God bless. Steve, out in Texas, you're in the air.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. Dr. Glidden, is there such a thing as a holistic approach to male pattern baldness?
Well, that's interesting. In rats, male pattern baldness can be stimulated by a deficiency in the mineral tin, which nobody ever talks about. I mean, nobody ever talks about tin. Most people don't even know that it is, in fact, an essential nutrient. So male pattern baldness is tough to get on the other side of, because I think there's an inherited component. And I'm not talking about genetics here. This is a different conversation than genetics. I believe that there's a familial trait which informs male pattern baldness. And in order to crack that code, it's beyond my pay grade. But I will tell you this, a couple of things that I have seen. Hair, of course, is a non-essential tissue. And so when the body runs out of essential nutrients, like doesn't have enough calcium, doesn't have enough vitamin C, doesn't have enough vitamin B2, doesn't have enough lycopene, or whatever, it will rob nutrients from non-essential tissue in order to keep essential tissue happy. So often what we see is when we put people on the medical nutrition program and clean their diet up, their hair starts growing. Or the hair will change from gray back to its original color. And that's a remarkable thing when it happens. I've seen that happen maybe 10 out of 100 times. It's the exception. It's not the rule. But when it does happen, it makes you scratch your chin and go, wow. You know, I really didn't think we could do that, but there it is in living color. So, again, it all comes back to what we got to do. First things first is take the 90 essential nutrients and see how your body responds to it, because there's no, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But as far as the male pattern stuff goes, I'm not sure of anything that can crack that code.
Got it. Thank you, Doctor. And Pastor Thanks. Sanders, thank you so much. I wish you many more years on the air, and the same with the health. Thank you, gentlemen. You have a good night.
Well, God bless you, and the same to you, Steve. All that right back at you. Thank you.
Long live Texas. I love Texans. I want to say, for the record, I love Texans.
Well, we got another Steve. Let's go to the other Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Pastor. Hello, Doctor.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
And Pastor, I'm glad. I'm so happy that you're doing better. You're always in my prayers.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I wanted to ask Dr. Glidden, I occasionally have had scalp problems, itching, sometimes burning sensations on my scalp.
Yeah.
This winter it's been really bad. Usually I can keep it under control, but this year it's been really bad. I don't understand why this is happening. It seems like my right side of my head is more sensitive than the left side of my head, which sounds kind of strange, but I'm really puzzled why it's attacking me so bad this year, and I wanted to ask you about maybe there's a deficiency I may have. I'm not sure what's your take on it.
Well, you're the smartest person in the room tonight because, there's a saying in diagnostic science that when you hear hoofbeats, you think about horses before you think about zebras, which means you think about the most common things that cause things before you think about weird things that cause things. So when we have, an itchy scalp or a dry scalp or a dandruff or really anything of that ilk happening in the head, it's an omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency is the first thing to consider. Basically, your skin is drying up from the inside out, not because you're getting older, not because you have a bad gene, but because your skin lost the nutrients that it needed to keep itself, lubricated and healthy. So for adults with this condition, we give a fish oil supplement called Projoba Omega, P-R-O-J-O-B-A, Projoba Omega, which is 100% omega-3 essential fatty acid. And people that have had their gallbladder removed are more likely to have this condition because the gallbladder digests fat out of the food, and omega-3 is an essential fat. So if the medical doctors, in their ignorance, have yanked your gallbladder, it's going to be hard for your body to metabolize fat, and therefore, even if there are omega-3s in your diet, it's going to be hard for your body to suck those up. But I digress. So the first thing to do here is take the 90 essential nutrients plus extra omega-3 essential fats for 4 weeks. And because it's an itchy scalp that can also be aggravated by grains. So as an experiment, while you're taking the supplements, for 4 weeks in a row, I would eliminate all grains from your diet completely. And no wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats, no gluten-free anything. Just if it's grain, don't eat it. And look to see how that affects you globally, like with your energy and your mood and your sleep and aches and pains. But more specifically, look to see how it affects the itchy scalp.
Okay. Even though my scalp seems very oily, you're saying that it's not the outer side of the skin, but the inside then. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, that seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? And that's one of the things that will happen. That's an indication of an imbalance, an internal imbalance.
Uh-huh.
And if it's accompanied with itchiness, then yes, it's an omega-3 essential fat deficiency. We had a really great testimonial earlier today by a guy named Nathaniel. I don't know if he's in. If there's a guy in the queue named Nathaniel,
mm-hmm.
Pastor, you might want to patch him through. But in any way, he had a really bad problem with itchy skin. And just 2 weeks on the program, it all disappeared. So that's the first thing to think about.
I'm sensitive to oily, like vitamins like E and A and like that. I get sometimes I break out in acne.
Well, that would be because you're just taking fractionated nutrition. You're just doing E by itself or A by itself instead of doing all 90, right?
Oh, okay.
And number one. And number two. Also, I hate to say it, but it's the truth, but not all nutritional supplement companies are created equally, and there's a lot of crap on the marketplace, right?
Okay, so I should, is your 90 essential nutrients, is this in a capsule form, or is it like liquid?
Yeah, so the 90 essential nutrients comprise four different supplements. One is a powder, multivitamin, multimineral supplement that you dissolve in water.
Powder, okay.
Another is a liquid calcium supplement that you also add a little water or a little juice to. There's another mineral supplement that's a liquid, and the fish oil capsules are little gel caps, and we recommend that you take those during a meal.
So the minerals are liquid then?
100%. And if you can only afford one thing, just get the minerals. It's like $21 a bottle. It'll change your life, because everybody is minerally deficient, and by everybody, I mean everybody.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Doctor, and I will definitely follow your advice. Thank you.
And then call us back and let us know what happens, please.
I do have to say that the minerals have a very pleasant taste to them, and I normally take one capful. I just use the cap on the bottom, one capful in there, and then one capful of the stuff for the bones. The
osteoFX.
Yeah, I usually have two of those, and sometimes what I'll do is I'll put that in with either water or a little grape soda, and it works. It tastes really good.
With pineapple juice.
Yeah, you know, that's what I got. You don't find pineapple juice everywhere. I got to find some pineapple juice. I'm going to try that. Who did you say that was? We have. Let's go out to Portland, Oregon, and we have Wes. Wes, you're in the air.
Well, thank you, Pastor and Dr. Glidden. I got your book 10 days ago, Attempt to Cure, and I'm getting through it each day a little bit. It's like ice cream. You can't eat too much, you get a headache. So I'm just thrilled with what I'm reading. I have a couple quick questions. Number one, I tuned in a little late tonight, and instead of $40, I heard $60. That would tell me that there must be another book that I'm missing. Because when I heard you a couple of weeks ago, it was just the one book.
Yeah. Well, everybody is sick, and I know why. It's the second book.
Yeah,
it's
first book.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Pastor. My first book is called Everybody is Sick, and I Know Why. And that's more like an expose on, you know, the evolution of medicine in the United States. And I take a deep dive into different aspects of holistic medicine to actually try to explain to people how they work and why they work. And then the Attempt to Cure book, of course, picks up where that left off. But the meat and potatoes of the Attempt to Cure book is, you know, I talk about 88 different ailments.
You cover that in the beginning of the Attempt to Cure. That's wonderful. Just a quick question, I'll let you go. I use valerian root. Sometimes when I get a little anxiety or anxious, is that just psychological, or does it work?
No. There's a physiological mechanism there that's documented in academic. A valerian root is considered an anxiolytic herb, which means it has kind of a sedative effect on your nervous system, and it has been documented to reduce anxiety. And because it's a botanical medicine, right? I mean, there's an old saying in medicine, you know, God made herbs and man made drugs, and who do you trust? So I always like to go on, lean towards botanical medicines before I do anything else, or even before I even remotely consider using a pharmaceutical. But all botanical medicines are not created equally. Botanical medicines are like wine. All wine is made from grapes, but there's a really big difference from bottle to bottle, depending on all these variables. It's the same with botanical medicines like valerian. My favorite company in the world for botanical medicine is called Good Herbs. And they have a nerve formula, I think it's called nerve support, that I think if you got the nerve support and tried it side by side to the valerian, you'd like the nerve support a lot better, just because it's a superior product. So, yeah, cool. Valerian, it's not psychological. It's not placebo. It's a real thing.
And the root of it is not Valium, which someone told me.
No, it's got nothing to do with it. That's an old wives' tale, a common misconception. And the reason that people think that is because the first three letters of the word are V-A-L. But it has absolutely, positively nothing to do with Valium, number one. And number two, it is an anxiolytic herb of high esteem and high regard in the botanical medicine community. And, you know, you got to get a better form of it. And that's why I think you should try the good herbs and you'd have a better experience.
Will do. God bless you. And thank you very much, all of you.
Well, thank you, brother. God bless. Now, I was just going to say, very strange tonight. All of these callers have been men. We've had no women, but now Debbie has showed up to represent the ladies. Hey, Debbie, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie and Dr. Glidden. I have a quick question about like numbness and tingling and sciatic nerve. I feel like it's all maybe like connected. But a friend of mine, she's had sciatic nerve pain for a while, but now she's getting it in her hands, and so her hands are tingling and numb, and sometimes in her arm. So I was wondering if you had any insight on that.
Well, when you see that happen in two completely different anatomical areas of the body, it makes you think of a global cause. And the first thing to consider with sciatica, specifically sciatica, which is pain that goes from your low back to your butt down one of your legs. It follows the course of the sciatic nerve, which is one of the biggest nerves, if not the biggest nerve in the body. And when the sciatic nerve leaves the spinal cord, it goes right through the butt muscles. And it's like pancake between three or four different butt muscles, right in the middle of them. And it goes all the way down the leg and it innervates the leg. And if your musculoskeletal system doesn't have enough calcium or magnesium, it's really easy for different muscles in the body to become spastic. And so the muscle will contract, but it won't relax. And so if the muscle in the butt contracts, it'll stimulate the sciatic nerve. You know, it's like squeezing a nerve. It's like hitting your funny bone, you know, in your elbow. And that's one of the main causes of sciatica, is deficiencies in calcium and magnesium. It can also be caused by a maladjustment of the lumbar vertebrae, and that's why a good chiropractor is worth their weight in gold, as far as I'm concerned. But when you're also seeing nerve pain in the upper extremities at the same time, or, you know, subsequent to that, then that would speak to a global calcium and magnesium deficiency syndrome. It could also be related to a blood sugar issue, but I'm putting my money on not enough calcium and magnesium. And so the remedy for that, to optimize your body's musculoskeletal health, would be one healthy foundation pack and one bottle of the liquid calcium, which is called Beyond OsteoFX. There is a bottle of Beyond OsteoFX in the healthy foundation pack, but because of this problem, I would do an extra one. And if that doesn't cut the mustard in 4 weeks, I will eat my hat.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. It's interesting you should mention the female-male thing, Pastor, because in holistic medicine, and I don't care if you're a chiropractor or an herbalist or an Ayurvedic practitioner or whatever the heck, 75% of our clientele are women.
That's interesting. Women,
women get it. Get it more than better than men do, I think.
Well, you know, I remember it wasn't that long ago. Well, maybe it was, but where a lot of times chiropractors weren't actually covered under most of a lot of the health care plans would not cover chiropractors, and then that changed when chiropractors started getting a lot more credibility because what they were doing was working.
And yeah, so, and you got to give credit to the chiropractors because they really have developed into a political force. And they're really the only branch of alternative medicine that's done that. And, you know, they should be applauded because of it.
But don't look. What I'm seeing, more and more people, everybody I know, I mean, a lot of people, they call all the time, they wonder about your book. People want to get away from, they want to get away from the pharmacia and go to the apothecary. More and more. I mean, I'm seeing, you know, you're seeing health food stores opening up all over the place. And I'm seeing holistic medicine practitioners more and more all over the place. You guys, I guess, I don't know, somehow we, do you have a union?
Well, yeah, so there's a, when I was graduated in 1991, there were five states in the United States that licensed and regulated naturopathic medicine. Now there are 22. And that's better than five, but what does that mean? That means, well, there are still 28 states that don't license and regulate naturopathic medicine. And how can that be? Does that mean that the laws of nature or the laws of science change when you cross a state line? No. It's all about politics and power, and the pharmaceutical industry, the American Medical Association, do not like alternative practitioners. They go out of their way to keep us in, you know, underneath the heel of their jackboot. And you're right that it is a growing thing. And yeah, we do have a national organization, and I have colleagues that work at the National Institute for Health, for goodness sake. But still, we are a long, 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 long way from being mainstream. That's not because what we do doesn't work. It's because of the pharmaceutical influence, which is...
Well, what we need to do is put these pharmaceutical industrial people where they belong, in jail. They've been killing people. The word is getting out. I mean, you hear it more and more on radio programs like this across the country. And I know they still own all of NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. They still own, and they own Fox News too. But more and more, and in the internet, the word is getting out. And pretty soon, you know, these others. This is why the national news, one of the many reasons they've lost so much credibility. You know, people are not as stupid as they want them to be.
I couldn't agree more.
But, yeah, more and more people are trusting the drugs, less and less. And that's the way it should be. All righty, thank you. Thanks, Debbie. Hey, Debbie, you still there? Oh, Coach is there. Hey, Coach, you're in the air.
God bless you, Pastor Sanders. God bless you, Dr. Glidden.
Thank you, man. I accept it.
Yep, me too.
Hey, Pastor, I'm praying for you that you get feeling better. I'm sure Doctor will get you fixed up with the stuff he's telling you. Hey, last time you were on, man, you said to take that liquid minerals, and I ordered it. My neighbor ordered it. My friend ordered it. I'm 67 years old, installing carpet, and I mean to tell you, it's helped me out, and I got a whole month of weightlifting underneath me, and that is great stuff. And I just got your last week, I got a bottle of your calcium in, so I'm sure that will even help my body even more.
Yeah, you're going to love the way that calcium makes you feel. If there was just one supplement that I was allowed to prescribe by law, it would be the calcium supplement. It's a remarkable supplement, and when you put those two together, oh, man, it's a slam dunk. I'm very excited for you, Coach. Call us back and tell us what happened.
Oh, I got a question, and they both taste delicious. Hey, I got a friend of mine. He's 68 years old. He weighs 215 pounds, and his foot is starting to drag. He's having a tremendous time walking up and down steps, and as he's walking, you can see he's starting to drag that foot. What do you recommend?
Well, that's a complicated thing. There is kind of like a Hail Mary that we can do here. And for something like that, normally what I would try to tell somebody to do is, you know, you need a private appointment with someone like myself, because, you know, it's a neurological thing, and there's no messing around with that. But there is something that he can do as a Hail Mary.
Okay.
So, all right. Now, there's a homeopathic medicine. He has to get a homeopathic medicine. That's H-O-M-E-O-P-A-T-H-I-C, a type of homeopathic medicine called plumbum metallicum. Let me spell it for you. P like Peter, L like Larry, U like uniform, M like Mary, B like baby, U like uniform, M, P-L-U-M, B like baby, U-M, metallicum, just like it sounds, M-E-T-A-L-L-I-C-U-M. Get it in the 30C potency, 30C like Charlie. If you can't find it locally, go to smallflower.com, smallflower.com, and buy one tube of plumbum metallicum in the 30C potency. It's going to be a little vial the size of his index finger, and it's going to be filled with about 100 little white pellets. Tell him to take 3 pellets twice a day for 14 days. 3 pellets twice a day for 14 days to see if it gives him any leverage on the foot drop problem. It may.
Very good. Thank you for information. I'm telling you, folks, get the minerals, get the calcium. They taste great. I'm telling you, as a coach, I lead by example. I take Wendy Wilson's Body Foundation. I take raw honey. I take liquid zinc in my stuff. But you take that minerals from Dr. Glidden and the calcium. It tastes great. God bless. I love you guys. Keep fighting, and support this radio ministry because Coach said so. Go Buckeyes.
Hey, thanks, Coach. He's a little excited tonight. All righty, let's go over to Dennis. Dennis, you're in the air.
Yeah, he's a hard act to follow.
Yeah.
Doctor, let me pass on something to you since you've been so good to pass things on to us.
I'm ready. Bring it on.
A pamphlet that was written about 40 years ago, and it was a doctor who was interviewed by Pat Robertson on 700 Club, and the name of this little book that he wrote was Coronaries, Cholesterol, and Chlorine. And he made the argument that chlorine is the binds with the cholesterol in your body that forms the plaque on the inside of your arteries, and that's what causes that arterial plaque. It's the chlorine itself. And this little pamphlet, I just looked on eBay. You can buy it for like $5, and it's well worth reading. If you've never seen it or read it or heard about it, you might want to look into that one because he talks about going to the Surgeon General and explaining it to him, and they threw him out of the office, and it's like they didn't want to hear about it. But Monsanto had the complete control of chlorine for, you know, since the, well, here's one little tidbit out of it. In 1912 was the first reported case of stroke in the United States. 12 years earlier, the government, because of cholera, asked to have the, not asked, but mandated to have chlorine put in the water to kill the cholera. Well, the cholera went down, but stroke started then. So he makes a direct connection there. And there, in areas of the world where they don't use chlorine, there's like no stroke reported, you know, because they don't have this arterial plaque. So it might be a pamphlet. You know, like I say, it's like $5 on eBay, and it's well worth reading. It's only, you know, maybe 40 pages long, but it's, again, it's well worth reading.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I will pick it up. I will read it because I am the most open-minded doctor you will ever meet in your life, and I work at that, number one. Number two, don't you think it's funny that information like this is hard for the mainstream to accept? I mean, wouldn't you think information like this would stimulate people of a scientific humanitarian bent to say, wow, that's interesting. Why don't we research that and figure out what's going on? If we had a free medical market, stuff like that would happen. But we don't have a free medical market, so stuff like that is never going to happen because the pharmaceutical industry is not interested in healing people. They're interested in managing disease, suppressing information, suppressing research, and only forwarding their own agendas. You know, I've got hundreds of stories just like this of therapeutics, fringe therapeutics that show lots and lots of promise, and they should be researched, but they never will be researched because we don't have a free medical market. You're spot on. I appreciate the insight. I'm going to buy the book right now.
We're not going to stop until we get that market, that free medical market that you're talking about. That's what it's all about. All righty. Let's go out to Michigan with Judy. Judy, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie, and hello, Dr. Glidden.
Hey, Judy.
I was, I had COVID, but I never had the vaccine. I was with people who are vaccinated. What is the stuff that comes off of them? They weren't quarantined that I got in my body because I ended up having a period, and I'm 70 years old, and I now have microbe clots and fibrin. And is it graphene oxide that I got?
That's it. That is it. Let me read you this very quickly. Here's an article. It's out by the Exposé. In his latest set of slides of blood samples taken from both vaccinated and unvaccinated people, Dr. Philip Van Wilbergen demonstrated that the graphene being injected into people is organizing and growing into larger fibers of the structure, gaining magnetic properties or an electrical charge, and the fibers are showing indications of some complex structures with stratons. And he also demonstrated the shards of graphene are being transmitted from vaccinated to vaccine-free or unvaccinated people, destroying their red blood cells and causing blood clots in the unvaccinated. How do you think that's being done, Peter?
Well, I think it's being done through the mRNA technology that's in the vaccines, and that, you know, that killed 100% of the animals that they rolled out the mRNA vaccine models on before they tried it on humans. It's a crying shame. I wish I knew what to do for it. I mean, you know, maybe the bath with Epsom salts and bentonite clay is a good idea. I don't know. Never tried it. Don't have any colleagues that have. I'm open to suggestions, ladies and gentlemen. But again, this is a tragedy, because you would think that people like myself would be able to figure this out, but we can't. Yeah. We haven't, because we don't have the money to do this, and we're going to be, you know, shut down by the medical industrial complex if we even try. So,
well, according to Dr. Tenpenny, and I've known Sherry for a long time, and she's very, very credible, that will take those toxins out of you. And Wendy Wilson also has a way to do that, too, where it literally, I'll have her talk about the next time, but she shows you, you will actually see this on a sheet that you wrap around you once you've done this, and you see all of these toxins. It literally turns the sheet a dark brown.
And I love it. Big fan of Dr. Tenpenny, and as far as I'm concerned, whatever Sherry Tenpenny says goes.
Yeah, so that's where I got this.
Sherry Tenpenny.
Pardon?
Because I have heart arrhythmias now. I'm not happy. My doctor keeps saying, well, I have an alternative medicine doctor. He keeps saying, well, I hear this from all my patients. What on earth can I do?
Okay, so you want to do a web search for Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
Yeah, and I called her office, and they said, we can't help you because you're in Michigan and we're in Ohio.
Call Wendy Wilson. Call Wendy Wilson. She that's what major part of her business is, to detoxify. In fact, that's where she's made a lot of her money in the past in her business. These doctors and nurses that are forced to take different vaccines to keep their job, when they take the vaccines, then they come to her and she detoxifies them. Her number, are you ready?
Yep.
It's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And by the way, I just had a text from her. She's got I think it's a 25% sale for this for spring sale until the 27th of March. So, or just go up on the internet to thepowerherbs.com, and Wendy will talk to you. And boy, she's good at what she does. She really is.
Yeah, she is. Also, I have a second question quickly. What do you do for people who have two MTHFR genetic defects and have had their gallbladder removed?
All right, so if you've had your gallbladder removed, you have to do a liver regeneration protocol. Because the reason that you had a gallbladder removed is because you have funky bile, which accumulates in the gallbladder and causes inflammation. And the reason that you have funky bile is because your liver wasn't healthy. So the liver is the only organ in the body that can regenerate itself. And there are mechanisms in place that can be stimulated to help the liver do that. And so the program is ascending doses of fresh squeezed beet juice. So the first week, it's 2 ounces of fresh squeezed beet juice a day. The second week, it's 3 ounces of fresh squeezed beet juice a day. The third week, it's 4 ounces of fresh squeezed beet juice a day. And the fourth week, you stay at 4 ounces of fresh squeezed beet juice a day. You can mix the beet juice with carrot juice and apple juice. It'll taste delicious. Granny Smith apples, carrot, and beet juice is, I think, a recipe made in heaven because it's so flipping delicious. But that's a 28-day liver recovery protocol, which everybody who's had a gallbladder issue should do. Quite frankly, it's a really smart thing for everybody to do once every 2 years, number one. And number two, because you don't have a gallbladder anymore, there's an enzyme that you need to take before every meal. You can get it at EiffelHealth.com, Eiffel, like the tower, health.com. Mm-hmm. It's called Ultimate Enzymes. You take one or two at the beginning of the meal, and it will give your digestive system the stuff that the doctors removed by removing the gallbladder. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would do in a situation like that. And I love
it. When you say ascending doses, does that mean I just cook the beets and?
No. You don't cook them. No. You just go to the grocery store, get organic beets, fresh organic beets. You cut the greens off of them, and then you cut the beet itself up into little pieces, and you stick it in a juicer.
I can do that.
All right. And so by ascending doses, I mean the first week it's 2 ounces of beet juice a day, and then the second week is 3 ounces of beet juice a day, and like that. And be advised, this program will eventually turn your stool or your urine red from the beet juice, and you'll think that you're bleeding, but you're not. It's just the beet juice.
So this is 28 days, and I'm gonna end up with 28 ounces.
Oh yeah. No. It's 2 ounces a day for 7 days.
Right.
3 ounces a day for 7 days, and then 4 ounces a day for 7 days, and then repeat 4 ounces a day for 7 days.
We have to move on because we still have a couple more callers to get in. Who do we have next? Patricia, you're in the air. Go ahead. How much time do I have?
Hi, Pastor Ernie. Hi
Patricia.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Hi, I have a question. I wanted to know, are there any natural supplements that you can take for, like, mood disorders and you know, like bipolar or stuff like that instead of actual medication?
Yeah, so that bipolar disorder involves, you have to handle that with a private appointment. I would not try to do that by yourself because it's tricky. One of the things that we do for bipolar disorder is we make sure that the liver is optimized. And so one thing that you could start with before you find somebody like me to work with independently is the 28-day beet juice program that I just described. Whenever anybody has any mood disorder, we always optimize the function of the liver. And the beet juice protocol is the best way to do that.
Okay. Can you repeat that, the beet juice protocol again, please?
Yeah, it's outlined in my book, by the way, Attempt to Cure with Holistic Medicine, but it's a four-week program. The first week, you do 2 ounces of fresh-squeezed beet juice a day. The second week, you do 3 ounces a day. The third week, you do 4 ounces a day. And the fourth week, you do 4 ounces a day.
Okay.
And you can mix that.
And what's the name of your book?
The Attempt a Cure with Holistic Medicine, and Pastor has a number of copies. If you send them $40 as a donation for his ministry, he'll send you a copy.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Has Hal called in, Pastor Hal? All right. Well, we're at that time of the program, Peter, where we do the most important. We always start with Scripture and we end with Scripture. So, Pastor Hal, take it away.
Okay, how long do I have, Pastor?
3 minutes.
Okay. Hey, I just want to say I had that synaptic nerve problem. I didn't even know that's what it was until you described it, Dr. Glidden. And I've been taking your Osteoflex FX, Glucogel, and plant-derived minerals for about 3 weeks now, and it's gone completely away.
I love my job. I love my job.
Amen. Hey, so anyway, everybody hearing the sound of my voice right now would rather go to heaven than go to hell when you die. And you just don't know when you're going to go. But the thing is, when you got Jesus in your heart, your life is, you're living instead of just existing. And the Bible says that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. And when Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you've ever done. And when you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, the Bible says he'll come into your heart and he'll give to you the payment he paid in your place on the cross. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And it's like I said a lot of times before, your good works can't save you. The Pope can't save you. The Catholic Church can't save you. Nothing can save you. Water baptism can't. Only the blood of Christ. That's why Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. It's not through the city's water system. You could get baptized so often, every frog in the creek knows your social security number and still die and go to hell. But the thing is, it's the blood of Christ. And God hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. Regardless of how bad your sins have been, regardless of how many sins you've done in your life, when you come to God admitting the fact you're a sinner and being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, that's what repentance is, and asking Jesus to come into your heart, forgive you, and give to you the payment he paid for you on that cross, he'll do it. It's a free gift. Get that straight. You can't work your way to heaven. You can't earn it like points. It's when you come to Jesus and you admit you can't save yourself and nobody else can, that you need him to come into your heart and save you. That's when you're going to get saved, because Jesus is going to get all the glory in heaven for us getting there. He's not going to share it with man or anybody else. So God hears me talking to you right now. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, or in other words, hear my word, and open the door, I'll come into him. If you wanted Jesus to come into your heart, Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, to call us to pray. I could lead you in a short prayer right now, but even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God. And if you'd like to do that, Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart right now. He's not going to force his way in, because salvation is a free gift. But if you want Jesus to come into your heart, pray this prayer and just mean it in simple childlike faith. Dear God, I'm a sinner and I'm sorry about my sins and I ask you to forgive me. I believe you died on the cross and shed your blood for my salvation. And Lord, I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul from hell. In Jesus' name, I pray this. And I trust your word and I trust your promise. In Jesus' name, amen. And I just want to follow that up with 1 John 5:13. For whosoever, it says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. How do you know it? Because God made you a promise and he cannot lie. If you were sincere just now when you asked Jesus to come into your heart, that he's in your heart right now, and nobody or anything can ever take him out of your heart. You become a new creature in Christ the moment you receive Christ as your Savior, and heaven becomes your home. In every sense of the word, you're an alien now. You're an alien because you got a supernatural father, and this world is not your home. Heaven is. So while you're here,
and those of those that prayed that prayer did the most important thing they've ever done. We're out of time, and I want to thank that was a very good invitation. And Peter, thank you for carrying the program tonight. It couldn't happen at a better time. Till tonight or tomorrow. God bless. Good night. Always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.